天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，我们现在已经进入了后现代文化的时代，那这个时代的人有什么特点呢？上帝创造我们人类有自由意志选择的权利，但是我们人类又是如何做出选择的呢？今天麦克牧师会和我们详细分析我们现代人的表现和认知，帮助我们进一步认识自己，认识圣经，从而让我们开始一个新的人生。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to this second in a series of messages entitled Know Your Bible.
欢迎你收听认识圣经系列的第二讲。
And today I want to begin by telling you that while education has accelerated in the past 100 years,
首先我要提到的就是近百年来人类的教育制度不断的进步。
Knowledge of the Word of God has dwindled down.
人们对神话语的认识却越来越贫乏。
Our Bible knowledge today is far less than our parents' and grandparents' generation.
我们这一代人对圣经的认识远远不及我们的上一辈。
There is one reason for this.
造成这个现象是有原因的。
Historians tell us that we live in what they call postmodern culture.
历史学家告诉我们，我们生活在一个称为后现代文化的时代。
Have you heard the term postmodern culture?
你有没有听过后现代文化这个名词呢？
Many of you probably are studying it in history.
也许你在学历史的时候听说过。
Let me explain to you why it is served to isolate us from the Word of God.
让我来解释给你听。为什么后现代文化让我们远离神的话语呢？
The Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32.
圣经在历代志上12章32节这里说，
That the men of Issachar were men of wisdom.
以撒迦支派的族长都是一些有智慧的人。
And the reason they were men of wisdom is because they understood the times.
他们蛮有智慧，是因为他们了解所处的时代。
The problem with many of us is that we do not try to understand the times.
今天我们的问题就出在我们不愿意认识我们的时代。
Whether you are 19 years old or 90 years old,
不管你是19岁还是90岁，
you need to understand the times in which we live.
你都要认识你所处的时代是如何的。
Because understanding the times will help us understand what's going on around us.
因为明白了我们所处的时代，我们就能明白周围所发生的一切。
Historians have divided the history of Christendom into 3 periods.
历史学家把基督教文明的历史分成了三个阶段。
What they call the pre-modern, the modern, and the post-modern.
他们称之为前现代。现代和后现代。
The pre-modern times began with the collapse of the Roman Empire in the beginning of the 4th century.
前现代时期是从第四世纪初罗马帝国崩溃的年代开始算起。
In the beginning of the 4th century, people interpreted reality in terms of their knowledge of the Word of God.
在四世纪初的时候，人们根据他们对圣经的理解来解释现实世界的一切。
Their worldview was dominated by the knowledge of the Word of God.
因此，他们的世界观完全建基于圣经的教导上。
But gradually, people got away from the Word of God.
但是渐渐的， 人们开始远离神的话语。
After that came the modern period in the beginning of the 14th century.
在14世纪初叶，历史进入现代时期。
During the modern period, there were two competing ideas.
现代时期出现了互相对抗的两大思想派别。
There was the Reformation and there was the Renaissance.
一个是宗教改革运动，一个是文艺复兴运动。
The Reformation placed God supreme and therefore man had the power to glorify God in every human endeavor.
宗教改革把神放在首位，因而主张人应当尽一切努力来荣耀上帝。
The Renaissance, on the other hand, gradually placed man at the center of the stage.
而文艺复兴却逐渐地把人推崇到历史舞台的中心位置。
The cry of the time was, I think, therefore I am.
当时的口号就是，我思故我在。
One historian put it right when he said the following.
一位历史学家说得好，他说，
That was the beginning of when God was dethroned and man was enthroned.
从此人代替神，坐上了至高的宝座。
The modern era is when humanism and the physical and the natural world grew larger in society.
在现代时期里，人文主义和物理、自然科学都大幅度的发展。
While God and the supernatural were marginalized.
神和一切超自然的事都被搁置在一旁。
But by the end of the 19th century,
可是到了十九世纪末，
and the beginning of the 20th century,
以及世纪初的时候，
came the third period in modern history.
近代历史的第三个阶段开始了。
This is the time we call postmodern.
这就是我们所说的后现代。
The postmodern period ushered in the attitude that man can do anything if he puts his mind to it.
后现代思想让我们觉得只要人类想做的事就没有做不成的。
Here's what I really want to tell you.
我今天所要告诉你的就是，
The postmodern thinking has now filled the atmosphere.
如今天下充满了后现代的思潮。
It's all over the world, not just in the West.
它已经渗透到世界各地，并不只限于西方世界。
What is this postmodern thinking?
那么，后现代思想到底是什么呢？
Here it is.
这就是。
They say that the pursuit of truth is meaningless.
他们认为追求真理本身是没有意义的。
The idea of morality, it is an obsolete.
对道德伦理的要求也已经是陈腔滥调了。
The concept of authority is outmoded.
至于权柄这个概念已经陈旧过时了。
Truth is relative.
真理是相对的。
Everywhere you go, postmodern thinking is permeating the world.
无论你走到哪里都会发现后现代思想已经渗透到世界的每个角落。
We are exposed to postmodern thinking 16 hours a day.
每一天我们有三分之二的时间在和后现代打交道。
How can you recognize this false way of thinking?
那么，怎样才可以辨别这些错谬的思想呢？
Let me give you some practical ways to recognize this in your life.
我来给你提供几个生活中实际的例子。
The first symptom of postmodern thinking is that every opinion is equally right.
首先，后现代主义认为世上所有的观点都同样的正确。
Another symptom is that those who assume authority have no right to do so.
他们也认为世上不可以有绝对的权威。
The absolutes of God are open to interpretation.
连神的绝对性也可以随意加以解释。
They say the Bible is an archaic book.
他们认为圣经是一本过时的古老的书。
The second way postmodern thinking has invaded our minds is this.
后现代思潮泛滥的第二种现象就是，
Outward appearance is far more important than inward commitment.
一个人表面的东西要比内在的品格更为重要。
Postmodern thinking says, that you create the impression that you want to create.
后现代思想认为你可以随心所欲地塑造自己的形象。
And the third symptom is this.
而第三种现象呢？
In the postmodern world, words have no inherent meaning.
在后现代的世界里，文字本身并没有固定的意义。
A word can mean one thing to me and mean something else totally different to someone else.
同一个字，你我的用法可以完全不同，不同的人可以有不同的理解。
Everyone wants to interpret life in their own way.
每个人都可以按照自己的喜好来诠释生命的意义。
The fourth symptom is the contrast between the intellect and feeling.
第四种现象在于理性和感性的对立越来越大。
In modernism, 500 to 1500s, logic, reason, intellect were valued.
在现代时期里的人崇尚逻辑、推理和理性思维。
So Christians were able to appeal to the mind, to the logic, and to the reason of the supernatural.
因此，基督徒可以从知识、逻辑和理性的层面来述说超自然的事。
But now, in postmodern culture,
然而在当今后现代的文化中
feelings, emotions, individual values dominate our environment.
感觉、情绪和自我观影响着我们整个社会。
In modernism, which is 500 to 1500,
在现代时期里
when people disagreed, they considered the other person's view to be an error.
当人们的意见有了分歧的时候，他们认为总有一方是错误的。
In postmodern culture, when people disagree, they assume that all views are correct.
而在后现代文化中，无论意见是多么的千差万别，他们认为大家都是对的。
In modernism, knowledge was vitally important.
从前人们注重的是知识。
In postmodernism, one's opinion is of uttermost importance.
而后现代的今天，个人的意见才是至高无上的。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心听下面我要讲的话。
All of this thinking has kept people from believing and obeying the Word of God.
以上所有这些现象都导致我们远离神的话语，甚至违背神的话语。
They have given up understanding the power that is in the Word of God.
他们根本不愿意明白神的话语本身就带着能力。
They have given up the treasure of the Word of God.
他们情愿放弃神话语中的宝藏。
My listening friend, I'm sure you agree with me when I tell you that if you spend more time watching television than reading the Word of God,
亲爱的朋友，相信你会同意我的说法。如果你看电视的时间要比研读圣经的时间多
Sooner or later, you will believe the fantasy on the screen more than the Word of God.
迟早你会相信荧屏上的幻象世界，却不相信神的话。
Today, Satan is succeeding in neutralizing the power of the Word of God by getting people addicted to television.
其实撒旦一直都想借着电视上的花花世界来引诱信徒漠视神的话语，在这方面撒旦成功了。
Just as he succeeded in the Garden of Eden in neutralizing the power of the Word of God to Adam and Eve,
正如当年他在伊甸园中成功地引诱了亚当夏娃，同样也是使他们忽视神话语的能力。
Back then he brought doubt about what God said.
当年他是怎样让人怀疑神话语的呢
？He said to them, "Did God really say that?"
他说，神真的是那样说的吗
？And today he is bringing doubt to what God said.
今天他也同样的让人对神的话语产生质疑。
Back then he convinced Adam and Eve that what God said was not relevant to them.
那时他说服亚当夏娃。神的话不见得与他们相关。
That what God said was inadequate for them and their needs.
神的话不能满足他们的需要。
That what God said was not really for their happiness.
神的话不能带给他们快乐。
And hear what he tells us thousands of years later.
在几千年之后的今天，撒旦也使出同样的话招。
He comes to us and says, "Do you want to be happy?"
他常常对我们说，你希望自己快乐吗？
Don't read the Bible.
那就别再读圣经了。
You cannot be happy and believe this.
相信我，你不会快乐的。
My friend, if the main focus of your life is happiness,
亲爱的朋友，如果你人生的目标就是追寻快乐，
the only happiness that you are going to bring about is the happiness of Satan.
那么你所追求的快乐只能让撒旦来享受了。
But if your focus is holiness,
但如果你人生的目标是追求圣洁，
then God is going to give you happiness as a bonus.
神就会把喜乐连同圣洁一同赏赐给你了。
Satan's deception has not changed in thousands of years.
几千年来，撒旦欺骗人的伎俩跟当初没什么两样。
It is happening today before your own eyes.
这情形就在我们眼前。
From the time of Adam and Eve to our time, Satan's deception is exactly the same.
从亚当夏娃的年代直到今天，撒旦的骗术都是一贯不变的。
And there is something of uttermost importance that I want to tell you.
我要告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
Listen carefully.
请仔细听我说。
Do you know how often Satan kept on pestering Adam and Eve?
你知道撒旦是怎么样纠缠亚当夏娃的吗？
How often he kept trying to confuse and distract them?
你知道他是怎样费尽心机来迷惑他们，分散他们的注意力吗？
The Bible is very clear that it was continuous bombardment.
圣经清楚地记载说，撒旦接二连三地向他们进攻。
Just like we have today.
就好像今天对付我们一样。
Everywhere you go, it is continuous bombardment.
无论我们在哪儿，随时都会遭受撒旦的诱惑。
16 hours a day, day in and day out, Satan bombarded Adam and Eve with lies.
当年撒旦从早到晚的搅扰亚当夏娃。
And then finally Eve got weary and gave in.
终于夏娃屈服了，不再抗拒。
And there are so many people today who become weary of the bombardment of the enemy's attack.
同样，今天也有无数的人遭受撒旦不停的攻击而感到疲倦。
And they just gave up.
他们只好屈服，束手就擒。
Satan asks us, "Why do you read the Bible?"
撒旦常常试探我们说，你为什么要读圣经呢？
Why would you read the Bible when it tells you that sin is lawlessness?
既然圣经说罪就是无法无天。
That sin is an affront to a holy, righteous, sinless, pure God.
犯罪就是得罪那位圣洁、公义、完全的神。那你为什么还要读圣经呢？
Why would you believe that?
你为什么要相信圣经呢？
Why would anyone believe and obey the Bible when it says that immorality is rebellion against God and hell is its reward?
圣经说，犯罪就是悖逆神，其结局就是死亡。为什么还有人要相信那一套，甚至还肯顺服圣经所讲的呢？
Why would anyone read, believe, and obey the Bible when it says that God's word is the final authority?
圣经说，神的话具有至高无上的权威，你为什么还要读，甚至还要信从圣经呢？
When it is easy to accept the postmodern culture deception that says you are the final arbitrator.
而后现代文化主张你拥有绝对的主权判断一切，这听起来多么顺耳啊。
Why would anyone read the Bible when it tells us what is right and what is wrong when postmodern culture says do what feels right?
后现代文化告诉我们只要跟着感觉走，圣经却总是在指出是非正邪之分，那你为什么还要读圣经呢？
My listening friend,
我亲爱的朋友，
The Bible answers postmodern culture's deception.
圣经一眼就看穿了后现代文化欺骗人的谎言。
The Bible has the answer, and here it is.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，
Proverbs 14:12.
箴言十四章十二节记着
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death.
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
It leads to death.
这是引向死亡的一条道路。
If you want life, read the Word of God daily.
如果你想得到生命，必须每天读神的话语。
Believe it and obey it.
相信并听从神的话语。
But if you want death, keep on ignoring it.
如果你愿意走向死亡，尽管把神的话语搁在一旁。
If you want life, feed upon its riches every single day.
如果你想得到生命，就必须每天吸收属灵的养分。
But if you want death, then be indifferent to it.
但如果你选择死亡，就不要理会神的话了。
If you want to choose life, drink deeply from the Bible and let it satisfy you on a daily basis.
如果你选择生命，就要每天从圣经里汲取活水，来满足你心灵的饥渴。
But if you choose the wilderness of death, then stay in the desert of postmodernism.
然而，如果你执意要选择死亡的话，你可以继续待在让你干渴致死的后现代主义里头。
If you want life, then allow the Word of God to change your behavior.
如果你要得生命，就要容许神的话来改变你的生活方式。
Because the Word of God has the power of God in it.
因为神的话语本身就带着神的大能。
But if you want death, follow Satan's deception of doubting the Word of God.
然而，如果你要选择死亡，就让自己落在撒旦的骗局里，继续怀疑神的话。
If you want life, treasure the Word of God as your daily possession.
如果你要得到生命，就该好好的珍惜神的话语。
But if you choose death, devalue it and squander it.
但是，如果你厌弃神的话语，并丢弃它，你定要死亡。
If you want life, let the Word of God strengthen you to stand up against the current of culture.
如果你要得生，就让神的话语坚固你，使你能抵挡世俗的潮流。
But if you choose death, then go with the flow and with all the dead fish in the sea.
如果你要选择死亡，尽管随从今世的风俗。
And so, my listening friends, I want to tell you from the very beginning, God gave us a choice.
所以，我亲爱的朋友，神从一开始就给予我们选择的自由。
In the garden, he gave our first parents a choice.
在伊甸园当中，神就给我们人类的始祖一个自由选择的意志。
And they chose death.
可他们却选择了死亡。
And through their sin, we all inherited their sin genes.
就因着他们犯罪，罪性也就一代代传了下来。
And that is why without Jesus Christ, we can never be delivered from that with which we are born.
所以，若不是通过耶稣基督的拯救，我们不可能脱离罪性的辖制。
In the wilderness, through Moses, God gave his people a choice.
当年神借着摩西在旷野给以色列人一个选择的机会。
He said to them, choose between life and death.
神对他们说，你可以选择生或死。
And many of them chose death.
可惜大多数人选择了死亡。
And they were buried in the wilderness and never made it to the land.
因此他们倒闭在旷野，没能进入神的应许之地。
Joshua said to them,
耶稣亚曾经对他们说，
Choose this day to read, believe, and practice the word of God.
今天你们要选择谨守遵行神的话语。
Or choose guilt and pain and confusion in your life.
或是选择生命中的罪疚、痛苦和混乱。
And receive eternal torment.
你们将速速的灭亡。
I'll make you a promise that comes from the testimony of thousands of people.
成千上万的人已经证实了这一点。
If you make the decision to read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and obey the Word of God,
如果你决心去研读，并谨守遵行神所吩咐你的一切话，
It will change you for good.
你的人生会产生彻底的改变。
Not only that, it will bless you in ways you never thought possible.
不仅如此，神也会在各个方面都赐福给你，让你得到意想不到的福气。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。生活在后现代文化时代的我们，不要按照自己的喜好来生活，而是要相信圣经，要读圣经，因为神的话是大有能力的。亲爱的朋友，你想得到更新的生命吗？那就每天从圣经里汲取生命的活水，来满足你我心灵的饥渴，让神的话来坚固你，抵挡世俗的潮流。我们要下决心来研读圣经，并谨守遵行神所吩咐我们的一切话，那样我们的生命会发生彻底的改变。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来电与我们分享交流您聆听天路导向节目的感受。我们的电邮是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 或者发短信13229966122，请注明导向。另外，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请您电邮给我们，并注明《天路导向》的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
仿佛看见到你自由。